USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered by a Connecticut jury to pay $965 million for defaming families who lost loved ones to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones repeatedly called the 2012 mass shooting that killed 20 children and 6 adults in Newtown a hoax, and their families, crisis actors. The accusations resulted in years of threats and harassment by Jones' followers targeted at people already grieving the murders of their children and relatives. Robert Parker was singled out by Jones shortly after losing his daughter Emily in the shooting. Following Wednesday's verdict, Parker thanked his legal team.
Our lawyers helped give me the strength to finally find my voice and to fight and to stand up to what had been happening to me for so long, and for how I let my voice be taken away from me and my power be taken away from me at the expense of my daughter and at the expense of my family.
Haiti's in trouble. The U.S. has an interagency staff on the ground there trying to help Haitian officials deal with the nation's latest combination of problems, a humanitarian crisis brought on by a cholera outbreak and a security crisis in which violent gangs control the streets. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says a message from the United Nations Secretary General has been taken into account.
We are in receipt of the government of Haiti's appeal for urgent international armed security assistance to address the current humanitarian crisis in Haiti, and the Secretary General's letter urging support for such a force.
The U.S. on Wednesday authorized updated COVID-19 boosters for children as young as 5. Tweaked boosters rolled out for Americans 12 and older last month. One booster dose made by Pfizer for 5 to 11-year-olds and a version from rival Moderna for those as young as 6. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, the body overwhelmingly voted to pass a resolution censuring Russia for its attempted annexation of 4 Ukrainian regions, with 143 countries voting in favor, 5 against, and 35 abstaining. The 5 countries voting against the measure were Russia, 3 allies that have consistently aligned themselves with Moscow on the chamber, Syria, North Korea, Belarus, as well as Nicaragua. In a speech before the vote, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield urged fellow nations to vote yes, saying that by invading Ukraine, Russia is testing the world's resolve.
Colleagues, the facts are clear. A U.N. member state, one with a permanent seat on the Security Council, has attempted to annex territory from its neighbor by force.
Online holiday shopping trends.
A new report predicts the smallest bump in online sales since 2015 this holiday season. According to Adobe Analytics, sales in November and December will rise just 2.5% this year. That's a 6% drop from last year's increase as shoppers cut back on spending due to inflation and higher interest rates. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stopping either Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen in the final moments of the 2021 AFC divisional game between Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills didn't seem possible. The current MVP favorites will meet for the 5th time this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.